Better on Draft podcast is recorded live in Detroit Sound Studios in Royal Oak, Michigan.
Now, pop that 40 and kick back with your hosts, Dan, Nick, Ken, Rob, and Matt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 64 of the Better on Draft podcast. Do we have any famous 64s there, Matt Bush?
Travis Swanson, I believe, if he comes back.
64, what they used to sell at the stores back in the day. Rob remembers, like I do. Used to be able to go buy a 64.
Oh, my goodness.
Old King Cobra.
You can get a 64.
Or everything, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was that, the 50s?
No, it's like the 80s and 90s.
Times have changed.
Can't get them jugs no more.
Thunderbird wine.
Thunderbird wine. There's, I'm trying to think of who the, I think it was like the Andre the Giant quote. Like he used to drink like two things of Thunderbird wine every night with like dinner or something like that.
Nice.
Anyways, I am Ken. I am your host. We've got a nice studio. All the hosts, we haven't had anybody missing for the past few weeks. It's been
Just wait till next week.
Who are we missing next week?
Me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thanks for telling us. You know,
I guess we're going to be missing Rob, so we'll start off with Rob. What are you drinking over there?
I am drinking Mr. Hyde from Greenbush. It's their ale brewed with coffee.
Have you had their Dr. Jekyll?
Do they have a Dr. Jekyll?
Yes, they do. Oh. And they have barrel-aged versions of each, too.
Oh, I was not aware. This is my
just
first.
Assume with Greenbush, everything that they do, they have a barrel age version and probably like six other versions of it.
Damn.
Like Unicorn Killer. I did not like Unicorn Killer, but their barrel age was even worse. I don't know. A lot of people like it, but I don't. Greenbush, it's so hit or miss with them. I don't know how you feel about Greenbush itself.
Yeah, I don't get a whole lot of Greenbush, and it was just one of those things where, because I have to head out of town to go hang with the in-laws for Christmas next week, so I was in there just kind of shopping for some stuff to take down there, and I was at 8 Degrees in Detroit, and pretty much, you know, that just pointed me to something with coffee. I was kind of looking for something, you know, kind of along that line, so I figured, what the hell? Give it a six pack. See what happens.
Well, after Greenbush, we have Matt Bush. What's going on?
Hey, I see what you did there.
Nice.
Hey. I'm just doing all our Untapped. I'm sipping on very quietly for a change.
That's empty. You're not sipping on it.
Well, no, it's in the cup because I didn't want to drink an Imperial IPA out of a can. It's the Project Clementine from Griffin Claw.
What do you think about it?
I haven't gotten much Clementine on it yet. I was thinking since it's only like 3 weeks old, it would be super fresh and it tastes that way, but I'm catching a little bit more malt than I expected, so it's definitely an East Coaster.
The hops have fallen off, obviously. 3 weeks old.
3 weeks.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing?
Straight from the top.
Not really getting much of the Clementine at all, actually. I'm getting some decent, you know, hopitude, but nothing discernibly tangerine-y.
Tangerine-y.
For Clementine-y, rather.
Clementine-y.
Right? Oh, my darling Clementine. Would have been a better name, perhaps, but that might not be in public domain yet.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Nick.
Hey.
What's up?
What's going on?
I'm drinking one of my favorite beers over there.
Yep. Ale Smith Nut Brown.
You didn't bring one for me?
No.
Ass. How you been?
Hanging in there, man. Enjoying the long weekend from work.
Yes. Right now. Yes. Do you have observation on Monday?
Or? Yeah, we got the observation today, observation on Monday.
How the hell do you have observation today? This is bullshit.
Yeah, because we observe Christmas Eve today, and we're going to observe Christmas Day on Monday.
I got Christmas Day on Monday off, but I'm working it. So
same thing for New Year's.
Work it.
Hell yeah.
So
give me double hours. All right.
Yeah. So two long weekends back to back.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
No.
I was going to say, no, not at all.
Nope. I ain't hearing me complain.
Dan.
What's going on, buddy? That so look you rude. Gave me, I know it was. It was very rude.
Daniel.
I was going to say, I didn't even have a joke or anything before. I just said Dan.
Hold on. Nick's looking at the bottle. He doesn't know what it is.
No, wait. I know what it is. I'm like looking at it. I'm like, wait, why does that look red? Like, oh, wait. It's through the paper the paper towel.
Good, nice.
Like, okay, there we go.
I understand now. Where you're looking
like,
at
wait
it
a minute,
and you're seeing
Dan
the paper towel.
Did Dan do something
towel?
To his King Cobra
limited
this
release
week?
King Cobra red.
He put some raspberry King Cobra.
He put some Kool-Aid mix in there.
No, some Mio.
I was trying to make a brass monkey, but I didn't have a Wii, so I was using King Cobra.
Using some cranberry juice.
I was saying, we should put some orange juice in the fridge just for moments like these.
We should do that.
Don't we have squirt in there? Just kind of shake
no,
it up.
No, I'm not
going to
do that. Come on.
I want some Sunny D. Can you make a brass monkey with Sunny D, technically?
You could try. I'd rather make Sunny D's, though. You know, Sunny D and 151.
Sunny D's, these Sunny D's nuts?
Oh, Jesus. That sounds terrible.
It tastes delicious.
No,
I wish I would have brought some 151. We could have some right now. Oh, I'm kind of mad.
Do we light it on fire first?
No. I mean, you can blow it out.
And I don't see any sprinkles.
I got a fun story about it. It's not going to smoke like that. I have a fun story we'll have to tell one time about actually the Saturday before the Super Bowl with flaming drinks. But
flaming drinks, never a good idea.
Yeah.
When people don't understand that you need to blow out the drink before you actually, you know,
it's a good idea.
Drink it.
Like, there are so many fail videos on YouTube of that exact thing.
I know, that's the thing.
What, blowing it out?
No,
I'm not blowing it out.
Oh,
and then, of course, they don't drink it right, so it goes down their chest, and you see this flame go down the chest.
Oh, that's not how mine went. I was able to, and it wasn't on fire when I tried to drink it. But
people try to drink it while it's still on fire, and then it dribbles down their lip and on their shirt, and it's just like a big Jesus stained arrow right to your face.
Everyone oh my fired. Gosh. So quite the interesting week, and I'm going to bring it to your guys' attention. I know Dan is well aware of it, and I'm sure Rob is well aware of it, but there is some interesting news going on with Kunin, to say the least.
Oh, only because of what you told me.
So
otherwise, I'd have no idea what you're talking
about. So there was a rumor, quote-unquote, in regards to Kunin and their Raspberry Icebox, which is a very well-sought-out beer, a very expensive beer.
It's like $30 a bottle or something
that? $30 for like a $7.50.
Oh, my gosh.
And, again, well-sought-out. Everyone goes after it. And people were noticing a hint of cherry taste to it.
Uh-oh.
So a rumor began to swirl around that the cherries, there was cherry juice in the actual, like, they cut their beer with cherry juice.
So let me get this straight, because I know we were talking about this. I saw what you're talking about. So people not involved in making the beer were telling people what was in it.
Correct.
What they used.
Yeah.
Correct.
So it's the whole Corona has urine in it thing all over again.
People need to go fuck themselves.
So it got to the point where a lot of people on multiple message boards were talking about this, that, you know, they were cutting it with cherry juice. People were getting pissed off. And the one person who was actually concerned about it has I believe it's called a stone fruit allergy, which means they're allergic to cherries. So this isn't gluten, Matt Bush.
There's
this
always somebody's allergic to something.
That's true.
So, you know what they're also allergic to? Truth.
What? Well, yeah, so, if you're seeking this out, yeah, you have a problem with just believing the internet and not even probably knowing how to make beer, trying to tell everyone what's in it.
Well, again, and that was the big thing, was is that because they had heard this, they wanted to ask. And Kunin had to come out and basically say, hey, this is all false and nothing is true about this. So it's a ridiculous thing that this mob mentality gets on a lot of these boards. Is that, one, there's a lot of hate for a lot of specific breweries. Kunin's definitely on that list. Along with, off the top of my head, Atwater, always on there. Boston Beer is always on there. And Sam Adams. Yeah, Boston Beer.
Boston Beer Christmas sweater. Thank you to the Boston Beer folks.
I should have worn my Christmas sweater. I got a Hotline Bling sweater.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you wore your uniform for the show.
I did wear my uniform for the show. Where's your guys' uniform?
I feel sad now.
You feel sad now because you're not wearing a North Center Brewing t-shirt like I am.
Yeah.
North Center Brewing located in Northville, Michigan, south of Baseline on North Center Road. Go check them out. Kevin, say hi to them. Grab a beer. Plenty of beer. If they have the brown ale, grab the brown ale, of course, especially the coconut brown. Check it out. Always great as we continue. But it's so hard to, you know, when you guys hear these things on the internet, whether it's about beer or anything else, have you guys ran into a product or something where you've heard this type of rumor and either it gave you hesitance or you're just like, this is fucking stupid?
It's online?
Pretty much anything anywhere. On the internet, though.
Online, you really can't trust anything you see online anymore. And my feeling is that if you, yeah, you can read what people say about it, but you know what? You're not going to be able to know for yourself until you either go and do it yourself or you wait for something that's actually credible.
Well, that's the thing, unlike, though, is that people...
Unlike the plebs that are out there.
The plebs.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking say it, you know?
I love that word.
Because, I mean, I'm looking at Kunin's, you know, post regarding the whole thing on their personal Facebook page. And you have one guy going out there, you know, saying about talking about the barrels, dates, and all that. And, and looking at it, he's like, one, the guy from, I don't know who's running the board over at Kunin. That's irrelevant. But, you know, he's like, I'll even provide, you know, security camera footage here. And the guy's like, was that a serious comment? I mean,
like, they want to see security.
Yeah, they're like, they
footage?
Want, like, this one guy's like,
what
are you serious?
What the fuck is wrong with people? I'm sorry. What the fuck is wrong with people when it comes to this?
And, you know,
we're talking about not, beer.
Right. We're talking about the dates on the barrels that they have.
Correct.
I'm like,
This was a different subject for another reason why Kunin was called out recently during their winter solstice party.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, you know what? Just fucking get a grip.
Well, that's the thing, though. Everybody was talking about this in one of the groups, and the issue was is that they were calling out one of our friends, John Pipenbrock, shout out to John Pipenbrock.
Shout out.
To answer the question.
Right now.
And, you know, they're like, oh, well, why isn't John answering? Why? I'm like, that's, first of all.
He's busy. He actually fucking works for a fucking living.
Ooh, Nick.
Sorry.
Wow.
A little spiteful.
Damn, you sure you didn't bring an ice house?
I'm pretty sick of these people, man. Too. Hey, he can have some of my Kinkoba. You're
about to say, pour me some of that 40.
One for the homie.
Let me pour some out on the ground.
But you know what? John has more things to work. Whoa, what the hell?
I told you were going to spell it.
I'm going to say, we got a bunch of big tall boys sitting in front of the table. That'll get me discussed later. Yeah, I know. You know, John has more things, and a lot of the other master brewers at all the breweries, of all the people that have been on the show, they have more things to worry about in making sure that their business is running to its fullest potential than to worry about some comments that are posted on social media, which, quite frankly, are just ridiculous.
And that's the thing, though, is that why don't you go to the actual – ask the brewery. Don't ask
– Or better yet, go there. You're all about Michigan beer. Fucking go there. I don't know.
Well, sadly,
I haven't had dinner yet, so
Nick's mad.
Nick's hangry over there.
I am. No, but you know what? That's why you really can't take, whether if it's beer or if it's some kind of product, you really can't take anything for what it's worth posted on the internet, because people don't fact check. People don't do their research. They just read what's there and they immediately assume that it's correct.
Well, it gets to the mob mentality, and one of the big things, especially what I've seen personally with Kunin, is that you have this brewer who has made mistakes in regards to their release and parties, their, you know, different things that they have fucked up.
And I'm sure they've come out and, you know,
well, they've fixed a lot of issues that they've had. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And they've taken into account people who have come and given them suggestions. Like, they used to be first come, first serve. Now they do ticket systems for their bottle releases with Eventbrite.
Fine, no big deal.
You know, that's the kind of thing that, all right, that fixed the problem that they had. And with Kunin, it gets to the point where people are going and they're saying, oh, because of this, this, and this, this has to be true. Because they messed up their tickets for Summer Solstice 2013, obviously now the cherry juice has to be in there because somebody said so.
You see, I feel like people nowadays, and this is probably not even just a beer thing, you know, craft beer thing. I feel like just people just try to look for the flaws in something.
In everything.
And they want it to be true so badly that way they can say, told you so.
It's really just a long way of saying haters gonna hate.
Yeah, basically.
Hate.
With, I mean, the people that are these craft beer Jesuses, they're all social media whores, too.
They are.
Yeah.
And they want to tell you about their Untappd rating and how it's the biggest one in the world.
Yeah.
So they want to be the guy that's on the highest soapbox so they can get credibility for some random sock juice that they're going to put out in 2017.
Sock juice.
Don't forget that you know their home brews are much better than you know the brews that people are actually.
They don't even homebrew. These people do because homebrewers don't do this.
Homebrewers don't do this.
They homebrew on the internet. They play with a bunch of spreadsheets. And
yeah,
everything.
They're putting a pre-made kit together. Homebrewers aren't the ones in line acting like retards over some limited release of a fucking commodity.
So can we make shirts that say, do you even brew? We got to make sure.
That's a good – I like that idea, actually.
Do you even brew?
Like
those,
brew, bro?
Do you even lift, bro?
Man.
Next person that talks like that in front of us, that's a good question.
We got two shirts that we can make.
We should do that and give that to every single brewer that comes in here as like a thank you gift for stopping by.
Wear this on your Friday nights in front of because that's when you know people come in and get their beer and
do you even brew, man?
I mean, we just gotta design that. Just have like some dude just like sit next to some buckets or something.
Oh gosh,
like the old school.
Instead of
like,
barbells, they're just big steins of beer.
Do you brew, bro?
Someone hold a couple 5 gallon buckets.
That's
great.
I was say you could have like the homebrew kit, like him on a computer, like typing, and you see like an unopened homebrew kit.
Or it's like the troll from South Park who's just sitting in his chair, like figuring out.
There you go. That's actually a really good one.
The guy that played in the episode with the World of Warcraft. That guy.
Yeah.
Because we all know Kyle's dad was the troll.
The troll for this season.
Sorry, spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
Oh, gee.
A little late. So. That was one of the things that I wanted to really get off is the fact that there are so many people that have and I've been a person that has done that myself where I've had such a mentality to where going into it, I won't believe whatever you tell me just because, you know, I've had such a jaded issue with a specific thing.
Jaded.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, I guess in terms of
what it was.
I have no idea. I just wanted to feel like I was talking with the people.
Oh.
Well, I guess I mean in terms of this with Kunin, do you see like any or what parallels are there between this and what happens with, you know, the rumors and stuff that got out about infected bourbon counties?
The rumors for Bourbon County weren't necessarily rumors. That happened.
It did legitimately happen. But of course, in the beginning, when you've got all of the posts that are coming out, hey, this tastes like sour apple, this, and this, and everybody starts going off about, you know, Bourbon County until they actually came out and said, hey, yeah, no, we did fuck up. You know, you want your money back here and come get your money.
See, I would think it's more comparable to Oddside. When Oddside had their issue with their beers in regards to being, you know, and that's the thing, though, is that we did not have any infected beers, and we've had a lot of those beers.
We started trying all of them.
I mean, hell, I brought in last year's
Mocha Munt
and the Mayan Mocha. I mean, yeah, they fell off a little bit because they've been sitting for a damn year.
They were still fine. There was no issue. We drank a ton of
them. The Morningwood, which I believe was the one they came out and said that it was infected. But like Hipster Brunch, Hazel's Nuts, Mocha Munt, Bourbon Barrel, Imperial Mayan Mocha, all these beers that we had, we never had an infected one here.
But you know, it's also like people have different palates. Like you don't like IPAs. I don't like stouts. So if I go get a release beer that might be a style I don't like, I'm going to go and bash it just so I can say something about it and not – so I don't have to say, you know what, I was a fool to buy a style of beer I didn't appreciate. I'm going to instead say, oh, this beer sucked balls.
Oh, so just go on Untappd, put in one star, tell it sucked balls, just walk
yeah,
up
like and walk
day.
Away.
Or just walk up to Travis and be like,
hey, your beer
don't
sucks.
Like it.
Just leave.
Like you, I mean, there's nothing wrong with not liking certain beers.
No,
there
but,
isn't.
You know,
well,
no, people want to have something
go on
to say.
Crusade about
like,
it.
It's right. like taking onus and responsibility. Like you bought a brown ale, you don't like brown ales, so even though it's a rare release, you probably shouldn't have bought it. Somebody else would have enjoyed it.
But it's a rare. I had to stand in line for it.
And I had to taste it.
Well, and here's the thing where I believe that a lot of people didn't believe the.
Oh,
a lot of people didn't believe it, and they just kind of wanted to jump on the bandwagon. I went on these boards and I offered to pay $1 per bottle.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
no one
did.
Would do it.
Nobody would take it. They wanted four or five bucks for it. They wanted retail price, and I'm like, you're going to sell me a product that you think is not good, that is a not good beer at retail price. That's not how this
life
works.
You're not Josh.
Right, no.
This is not $1 million listing in Los Angeles. You're not turning a profit like that.
No, no. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is that you don't feel like your drink or your beer is up to quality, that you want to drink it, and I'm offering you a price in which you think not only is it not up to quality, you think it's bad. You think it's sour. You think it's infected. And I'm offering you money just to get it off. And that's the thing, is that nobody would do it.
Nope.
Not at all.
Not.
Because they can, in like 5 years, when they're having a housewarming party, they can say, hey, look at this bottle from 2015. This is one of the infected ones that I kept to see if after 5 years the infection will fall off and it'll actually make it a great champagne.
Why don't you just put it in the shadow box and just let it be then?
I'm not these people. I'm the one suggesting what their pompous asses are going to be doing in 3 to 5 years.
Well, their suggestions should have been to sell it to Kent for a damn dollar.
Exactly.
It would probably cost more to ship him the beer. Then.
Well, no, I offered to pick it up.
Well, you're doing them a favor.
I offered, and nobody would take it. But, you know, speaking of beer, speaking of infection, speaking of all these things that could happen, we just had another brewery close up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I heard about this one.
51 North over in
Lake Orion.
Yep.
Does anyone live out there?
In Lake Orion? Yeah, Oxford's one of the biggest growing communities.
Oh, is it?
Oakland Township.
Yeah, I don't go north of 14 miles, so I have no idea.
But you know what? Lockhart's moved right basically across the street from him, or two blocks
Lockheed
over.
Lockheed Martin?
Lockheed Martin.
Oh.
Lockhart's.
Oh. Whoa.
The barbecue joint.
Oh, don't know.
So, yeah, I mean, two blocks away, you've got a place with every Michigan beer and like 14 taps.
Yeah, it was.
Didn't the brewer go somewhere?
I don't know the story behind it. I just know that New Year's Eve is their final day, and they're closing up shop after.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, I've worked in Lake Orion for a few months, and I drove past it a couple times. I never saw anybody there. I mean, I've never had their beer.
We've had their beer a few times on here. I know when my dad does his a few different trips, he'll usually stop at 51 North because he'll be for some reason in Lake Orion. And he'll be like, all right, I'll bring you home. The Velvet Moose, I think, is the name of the chocolate stout that they have. And that's actually really good beer. We've definitely had it on here. I remember that, but it's hard to imagine. Like, I've been to the brewery. It's nothing really to write home about.
So do they sell bottles?
No, they did not. Did not have any type of production facility.
You better
that
ask
would
them
growlers.
You better go fill up growlers to sell online to the plebs. So like, you got beer from a closed brewery.
Well, I tell you what, if you look in the boards of 51 North, like the shitstorm of what people tell about the brewery is just like, it's sad. Like everybody's like not sad that it's gone. It's like good riddance.
Good mentality to have. You want to be a beer snob, but you want people to close.
But you know what?
Think about that.
I saw the guy that either runs it or was part of the group there at some restaurant. And I think it might even have been Lockhart's when it was opening. He was checking it out. And he's like, you know, they're not going to sell that garbage macro beer here. It's like, why are you even, you know, it's beer's beer.
Wait,
right
what?
Now. So, I was obviously in a past life a beer salesman. So here I am pitching the beers that we have and how well they sell in the market. And this guy who owns a bar or a place two blocks away, he's talking about what this guy is and isn't going to sell. So,
oh wow, nice.
It was kind of a poor look the first time you see this guy in a leather jacket and a hippie ponytail. So it was
sitting there. That macro swill,
yeah,
didn't want to sell that there. Okay,
that garbage. And I think I was talking about another craft brewery that's located in Birmingham, but. You know, it is what it is. That's what you considered macro swill at
that
point.
That's considered macro swill?
Well, when you sell 51 barrels a year, I would imagine so.
That's ridiculous in regards to the levels. You know, we're talking about how much. Look at what just happened with New Holland. New Holland got an investment from PBR.
Yeah.
Ever buy their beer again now, right? Is that the
rule? Well, that's the thing, though, is that I'm curious how this plans out because it's not a investment in regards to they're taking money like stocks or anything back. New Holland still has 100% ownership. So I don't see what the ROI is via PBR.
Buying a percentage of their profits off
of
sales.
I'm sure it's a distro deal. Like, hey, we're going to get you into all of our channels, but we're going to take a dime or a quarter off every can you sell or bottle you sell.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's basically just introducing them to somebody else that's going to sell their beer. It's not like they're really doing any work. They're just putting them into the distribution channels.
That's fair. I didn't think of that.
So
I'm not in that side of the business. That's why I was, Well, yeah, but Shark Tank takes ownership.
Not all. I mean, not always. I mean, they do. I mean, I'm sure they're while they might not want to say, I'm sure there's some sort of equity or royalty that's being paid by New Holland to Pabst. I mean, because there's no reason they would otherwise just say, here, here's our shipping channel. Go ahead and use it. So there's obviously something in it for them. So
yeah, that's the thing, is that I obviously there is something in it. And I'm curious because remember we heard back about 4 or 5 months ago that there was a major top five brewery in Michigan being bought out. And maybe this was what the talks ended up as, or this could be the start of one thing that leads into another. You know, I don't know if we could see whether it's Dark Horse, Bell's, Founders, trying to think what else. New Holland, obviously, up there, and Atwater probably is the top five in regards to production.
Right.
If that happens. But Atwater is owned by a restaurant management group now, so I don't think they're going to be selling out anytime soon.
But it's easy to say that there's a Michigan beer that's might be bought because there's just so many of them. And whether if you say top five, it's such a subjective. Is it barrels? Is it sales? Is it popular? Like we talked last week about what's the best Yelp reviewed brewery in Detroit or in Michigan. It was Block or Batch rather?
Batch, yeah.
Batch Brewing.
So yeah. Who would have thought that was top five? And we had to go around the table three times to get the name right. Yeah. So in what regard is their top five? And there's 300 breweries. So they're opening up and closing every 2 weeks.
Yeah. And well,
speaking of which, we have a new brewery opening in St. Clair Shores.
Yeah, you saw that. Shipwreck?
Shipwreck. I reached out to them.
Not like Shipyard.
No,
hopefully they don't get a cease and desist for that one.
It looks like they're renting an old, what used to be like a Bavarian Inn almost style banquet facility right off of Jefferson.
Okay.
Oh. Right on the Nautical Mile. So, like I said to Ken, liver don't fail me now. It's almost walking distance. And if they're open in the spring, by the summer, I'm sure they'll be full bore. And by the winter, I will have passed out multiple times there.
I'd be curious if they try, because you can't bring glass on boats, but you can bring cans, correct?
You can bring cans.
So they'll probably start they have to bring a crawler machine on there.
Well, here's the thing. That's kind of, there's no real law that you can't bring glass on boats. That's kind of a personal thing, because you don't want to break and cut your feet open.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't let anybody with glass on my boat. But then again, how have people been drinking Corona on the lake for all this time?
In a can?
Well, no, on the bottle first. But, I mean, cans and Corona have only been around for about 2 years.
But they do it now, so. And it's, of course, made with urine.
So, Ken, do we have any, speaking of bars opening or breweries opening, what's going on with Axel? There's no movement on Liverpool.
Quarter one next year, I believe, is the official time.
Is it? Nice. I was just curious.
He's Dan, give us a call. We'll throw some nails up. Not Dan.
Dan Riley.
Yes, Dan from Axel.
You made me think. You talk about being able to walking distance to a brewery. Well, there we go.
I'll be there because I got Eastern Market opening up next year.
Yep.
And that's walking distance for me.
I still think I need to contact them about building a shuffleboard up on the third floor there at Eastern Market.
I was on that second floor.
Second deck?
The second deck, yes.
No, I'm talking the rooftop deck.
Well, I was on the rooftop deck too, but I was on, so they got the main floor, the second floor, and then the rooftop. You couldn't do it on the rooftop. Rooftop's not even.
Oh, damn.
So, yeah, rooftop, you wouldn't be able to do it, but.
But if you build like maybe a shadow, I really had I've had this thought in my head of just painting a shuffleboard thing up there, so I've completely lost my mojo. Building one of those small pop-up Home Depot $200 sheds and doing all that. Because they talked about having events on the rooftop.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how they'd have to get a huge building permit, because the only way to get to the rooftop right now is a very sturdy, quote-unquote, ladder.
Is it more sturdy than the stairs at Woody's?
No. Well, so it's one of those ladders that has the back to it, so that if you slip, it catches you almost.
Like what you would pull down in your attic, in your garage attic in like a 50s built house?
No, more like the circle, the thing that stops you when you're trying to climb like a billboard. Like if you see the ladder to the billboard and it's got that like backing to it, so that if you're climbing
up. Or those radio antennas.
Yeah. That kind of.
Okay, well that sounds safe.
Yeah, it was quite.
Here, hold my beer. Watch me do this.
That's the thing, though. I'm like, there's no way to get beer up there.
There's no way they could let people up there.
No, not like that right now. So, but I'm sure they. I mean, with the money that they're throwing into the building, they could do whatever the hell they want. And I mean, they've obviously got the great brewer to start it, which Hazen will be on our show next year. It's nice. Easy to say because we only have one more episode.
so much easier.
So. I'm trying to think what else has gone on in the beer industry this week. Not necessarily too much. You got anything over there, Rob or Nick? Nick said,
"Say I got pieces, but
I might actually have
I'm saving these."
I have something that's going on.
You have something that's going on.
You know, give us a preview. What's going on in front of us? Here?
Segment three
coming up later on. What is this?
We have the drink elephant.
The drink elephant.
Yeah,
is this like the white elephant for gifts?
Isn't it usually pink elephant?
No, white elephant.
White elephant.
So wait, hold on. Are we going to be able to take someone else's beer?
Yes.
I'm excited.
So
you got an OE. I'm taking that. Oh, look, I had a Four Loko. Now you're really screwed.
So the rules will go thusly. You'll all choose a beer, and you'll go one by one. You'll open the beer. You will sip the beer, and you can either guess if you think you know what it is, or you can pass it and steal somebody else's beer. And if you pass that person the beer, then they must guess what the beer is. They get a question. And then they must guess the beer. And if they guess it wrong,
I didn't know which one I'm taking.
You already know which one you're taking.
So, I mean, if they're out, does that also mean that they have to drink that beer?
Yes, it does. So there's one in here. There might even be up to three in here that you don't want to put in your mouth.
Uh-oh.
And then, yes, so we will continue to go thusly. So it's almost like an elimination, name that beer. So.
So is there a possibility that Rob's nose might be bleeding again tonight? And he's got tissues.
We got Kleenex. Right?
Yeah, there's Kleenex here, so thanks. You know, at least he cares.
For anyone that's new to the show starting to listen today, go back and listen a few episodes. Rob had a bad experience with some
I had a bad experience.
That might be putting it mildly. Even.
I thought you liked the Four Loko, though.
Let's see.
What are you talking about?
Do we have to go back to your video archives to find out whether I liked it or not?
We might have to.
What was the other thing that you had that you immediately thought tasted like regret? It wasn't the edge because you got
there. Anger and shame.
Oof.
Was it the ice or the steel reserve?
It might have been the ice house.
I want to say it was a natty daddy.
No. Oh, yes. No, it was.
No, because Natty Daddy was in the other room. We filmed him in this room crying about something else.
Oh, yeah.
Might have been like the steel reserve.
Maybe.
Rob loves Steel Reserve?
Yeah, I don't like any of them. Shit.
Oh, Steel Reserve, the one I got, but someone said, no, that's not it. So
that was Kalen from
Ellison.
Ellison, yep.
So, Ken, you had a topic earlier.
Yes.
What was it? Was it the best beer of 2016?
That wasn't me. That was Rob.
That was me.
That was Rob.
That was me.
That was Tara. Yeah.
That was Tara.
That was her subject.
Yeah.
No?
No. Tara's no longer
best
with us.
Best of two. We'll touch that next week.
Best of two.
Best
was
of
it, was she? I guess
oh,
she
no,
was part
no,
of.
No, that was 2015. Oh, never mind.
No. I saw something from Bon Appetit magazine and their website, and they had this little year in review article, and they were talking about the top five highest selling craft beers of 2016. Of course, just the highest selling beer for the year, regardless whether craft or otherwise. Course being none other than Bud Light.
Bad Light?
Yeah. Which basically I think they said it was one Bud Light for every five craft beers.
Oh, that's more than it used to be.
Yeah.
I thought it used to be three.
No, I think it said something like five to six, something like that. I have to look at that.
Well, hold on. No, it used to be every
10 beers, three of them was a Bud Light, I thought it was.
Yeah, but that also includes like Miller Light, which is like 1.5, Coors Light, which is 1.5.
They say one out of every five or six beers consumed in this country is a Bud Light.
That's not surprising at all.
I'm not surprised.
18% then?
Yeah, it said 15 to 20. Yeah. So, yeah, it's right in there. But they said for the top five highest selling craft beers of 2016, I don't think they really had it in any particular order. But if this thing would scroll down, it was Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
That's not surprising.
Sam Adams Seasonal.
Yeah.
New Belgium Fat Tire.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Okay.
And Ballast Point on there?
Shiner Bock.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like the usual suspects. Like there's nothing.
Like
surprising or new
like,
to
yeah, say like nothing like that jumps out and says, oh my gosh.
Right, right. No, that's pretty much what they had. And then they started going on about the trend, the craft beer trends that we're over.
Well, this should be interesting.
One of them, which definitely goes right into Ken's wheelhouse, flavored IPAs.
Any IPAs, I'm over.
But your quadruple double IPA imperial.
Quadruple double, so does that
quadruple
make it,
double imperial.
Does that make it an octagonal?
Sponsored by Brock Lesnar.
Octagonal barrel aged imperial IPA.
Wouldn't that be the Wilt Chamberlain IPA?
Wilt Chamberlain.
That'd be like the 1 or 10,000 thing IPA or
100.
I'm trying to keep it PC.
10,000, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, they're pretty much going off and just saying, you know, let the hops do the flavor. Don't throw any start getting rid of all the fruit flavors in IPAs.
I disagree with that. I think my favorite beer this year that I had was the raspberry IPA from Perrin that you gave me.
Blackberry IPA.
Yeah.
I love that.
And
one.
You know what?
That is one of my favorites.
I think for someone who doesn't drink a lot of beer, and that's just kind of a novice person in general, putting fruit in beer makes it more approachable to get you to try something that you would otherwise drink. Because you've had raspberry wine coolers or lemonades, so okay, let me try it in my beer.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, and then I like the style, so I'm going to try
it. It's something different because there's so many
like
damn IPAs.
It's like a train
wheel.
Yeah.
I
agree.
Or tangerines.
Right.
Clementines.
Yeah, apparently. Or
small
like
oranges.
Slightly that. So another one, smoked or bacon beers.
Now, well,
I don't think I've ever found any bacon beers that I've liked.
Like, what would that be classified? Like, do they have any examples on?
I mean, they don't have any examples. I mean, if
Bishop
I guess,
Bob's Holy Smoke.
I was going to say Bishop Bob's
Holy
from
Smoke.
Alaskan Smoked Porter.
Alaskan Smoked Porter. Atwater had their Smoked Porter.
That Einstock one.
Right Brains Mangalitza Pig Porter. I mean, it's not necessarily smoked.
Is that bacon or ham?
It's more like.
It's not kosher. Oink. That's
how
sure.
many variants
I would
of
probably
pig
put it. I
beer.
Would probably put it closer to scrapple than it would
sausage, bacon,
would that,
ham.
Would you consider that to be like a niche market, though? Because you don't see a lot.
You don't
of people,
see a lot
of people going for that.
They don't. I don't see a lot of that in the summertime. So I guess
I feel like that's like a that's you need that at a specific time of the year. Kind of like you're starting to see all the stouts now, all the big ones now.
Right. Which, by the way, speaking of Scrapple, when I was at Ashley's on Tuesday, I did try the Dogfish Head beer for breakfast. I will never have that again.
But to be honest, we've talked about this 100 times. There's only so many ways to burn grain, and one way to change that is to smoke it. So by smoking grain or steaming it or doing something different to the grain.
That's not what they're doing. They're adding liquid smoke to get that. That's the only way you can get that flavor.
I just think there's only so much. I mean, for beer, you're not going to get a smoked IPA because that would be kind of weird. But unless you're going to like smoke the hops before you put them in,
right?
I don't think that would work.
No,
I'm not sure what kind of
you
flavor.
You dehydrate it.
Yeah, it gives some kind of weird. Maybe if you dry hop it after, give a weird like burnt aftertaste.
Yeah, okay.
It.
Well, there's something to try. If anybody makes it, then I'll just take 5% royalties off that recipe.
That's a good idea. We can put it together and try it.
Right? I'm going to see how the show is going to get like funded fully by Matt Bush ideas.
Yeah, I know.
His brain's got to do something.
What other trends are there?
Last one I had in there, trends were over. Definitely would.
Oh, this is Dan's.
I mean, this is Dan's without a doubt. And this goes beyond 2016.
I don't even know what this
probably
is.
Probably into 2012 and 2011, waiting in line.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mother of Christ. Why do you wait in line for beer? Stop it.
So I did see
something.
Stop
it. Dan, tell us how you really feel.
Is this Soviet Russia? I
mean, it's Soviet Russia.
Gotta go wait in line for bread. Gotta go wait in line for bread, water, beer.
Is this communism at its best?
Yeah, communism is.
Really quick running off that. And I know this is only going to affect the people that are listening live, which is like the five of you, so thank you for that. I saw something on a message board that said, what's the worst beer you've ever stood in line for?
Well, that's a good question.
Worst beer I've ever stood in line for.
And I'm going to say Budweiser. Because if you ever go to a bar in Canada when you're 19, You stand about 40 people deep to get a single beer.
That's that answer wins.
That is so Windsor, Canada, when you turn 19. Right there, what you just described.
Wow. So you have to get like five at once because by the time you drink all five,
right?
you stand back in the back of the line, you just drink those five, you're right back to the bar.
And they only let you drink. I remember going to Reactor and I was like,
Reactor.
I'll be right back. I'm really showing my age, right?
Oh, can you please. Get 10
people? Yeah,
let's go back to the Windsor Music Cafe.
Right, I miss that place.
The CNC Music Factory.
Old school night at the Windsor Music Cafe.
It would be 10 people deep, and you would have, like Matt said, you would have to buy at least a couple.
Yeah.
And you can only buy up to five.
Yeah, but by the time you got back to where your group is at, guess what? Time to go
Rob, the real winners were next door at Don Cherry's. Let's be real. While you're at the Windsor Music
true.
Cafe.
We're sitting there at Windsor Music. Oh, let's go to Windsor Music Cafe. Dude, we go there every
You just got to go around
time.
The corner to Don Cherry's. You're
all right, man.
Go.
Then let's go to Howl at the Moon. Seriously. Go to Don Cherry's. Nope. Never went to Don Cherry's. It was utter disappointment.
I have nothing that can top that.
Like, I didn't even mean it to be a joke, but seriously,
it's perfect.
All I can think of is I had your car towed all the way here, and all you got for me is light beer.
Oh, God. That's one of my favorite lines from that movie.
All right, we're going to be right back with the Better on Draft podcast. And we are back, Better on Draft episode number 64. Yay. Keeping up with tradition, round number segment number two, there we go, is news. We kind of started a little bit during segment one. Rob, what else do we got going on for this week in craft beer news?
Let's see, round two.
Fight.
You're welcome, by the way, Rob. If that was any other kind of dragon's milk, I would have drank that.
Didn't I give you that last week?
No, he left that in the here, and I wasn't going to let certain other people.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, because I left a beer and it got drank, that's for sure.
I'll say I still have pretty much every variant from last year still sitting in the basement, too. So I actually did.
Your teenager hasn't gotten to
Does
it
one
yet?
Have cherry
no.
juice in it?
No. That.
Oh, I'm sure it does. The Chili's one has cherry juice. They cut it.
They cut it with cherry juice, yes.
The teenager pretty much. Coke. Anytime we've had a couple game nights in the house and I'm just sitting there just having like a hipster brunch or something like that. And Dina will let her smell the bottle and she's like, ew. So
you're sitting there being all elitist with your beer and you're like, I'm at some game night
playing game night with my daughter and
drinking some beer everyone lines up for.
What are you playing, like the game of life?
No, we're playing like apples to apples.
With teenagers? Pursuit.
Her and my wife.
Yeah, it's apples to apples, not Cards Against Humanity.
But I play the games the exact same way.
I don't think that would ever work in our house. So.
I play the game the exact same way, so please do not invite me over if you're thinking about it.
Oh, I play apples to apples in a very different way.
So you don't play the savage way, which is the right way.
I try to be as savage as I possibly can. But
with teenagers around.
Yeah, with teenagers around. It's
if you're really being savage, it wouldn't matter if there were teenagers around.
It's like basically going from 48 hours to daddy daycare, and you know everything has to completely change.
It's like, but no, it's like more like Happy Gilmore, PG-13 with a few little bleeps.
Yeah, a couple.
You know, one of my favorite movies is Be Cool, the Get Shorty.
The sequel.
And the first sentence is, you know, you can only say fuck in a movie one time if it's PG-13. You know what I say to that? Fuck.
Right off the bat.
And what is that movie rated?
R. Very much so.
That's two. So basically going back to what we were talking about Bon Appetit's year in review, there was another piece that was talking about the trends they'd like to see in 2017 and had a couple that they had posted in there. Which kind of wonder what you guys were thinking about it. Different types of beers that they would like to see. They would like to see some Marzen lagers.
Marzen lagers?
Yeah.
I thought you said bars and lagers.
No, Marzen
lagers. Bars and lagers.
That's Oktoberfest beers, though.
I mean, well, bars and lagers, that's where you have the prisoners make beer for distribution, you know, for their
No more
work.
Stamping license plates.
Just you have to work in the brewery.
Do they just call that the toilet wine?
They're good at making that, so put them to work making beer for everyone else.
That'd be interesting. So there's that. Hazier, smoother IPAs. No
hazier
more.
Hazier IPAs.
Trying to get out of the bitter phase IPAs.
Isn't that an oxymoron? Like, to make it smoother, don't you have to filter it, which would take out the haziness? I'm not a brewer, so Dan, yay, nay?
No. To get the haziness, you got to like cold crash it or add shit to make it actually clear up. Most homebrew is hazy because people don't go through all the steps needed to do that. So, no, that wouldn't affect it. It'll taste the same either way.
Is your brown ale hazy?
What?
You said, is your brown ale hazy?
I'm pretty
hazy?
Sure it was. This yeah, one, I don't add Irish moss or anything or gelatin or cold crashes. So, yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, and in fact, I'm going to probably bring a keg of English Dark Mild next week. I'm pretty sure that's hazy, too.
Okay.
So, there's that. Milk stouts.
We want more of those?
Want more of those.
Well, I think a lot more are coming out. You know, I know Rochester Mills has got a couple of them that came out.
Coffee beers.
No. Vito.
I love my coffee beers.
I think there comes a point. It seems like every beer now is either bourbon aged or coffee infused. Or bourbon aged, or it's coffee infused and aged in bourbon barrels.
So but that's, you have KBS. To put your beer so everyone will line up.
But, like, it's just like. It's doing the same. It's like
is it doing the same thing as pumpkin?
Bud Light.
Are you about to say that?
What I was going to say is like I think coffee infused barrel aged beers are almost as common as double IPAs. Everyone's got one at this point.
How come we don't have barrel aged lagers yet? Or not lagers, pilsners? You can't really barrel age a lager.
You can't barrel age anything that's a lager. It's got to have ale.
I just
got to be
pilsner.
Pilsner's still a lager.
Is it?
Yeah, it's got barrel yeast.
Yearly after
it's bottle fermenting. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Other than that, Kolsch.
Yes.
I'd like to see more of those.
Who had that vanilla Kolsch in a cask at the Cask Ale Fest, Ken? Do you remember? You remember that beer? We kept going back to it.
I can look it up in just a second.
Very good beer. Yeah, no, I agree on that one.
Oh, that's right. The Cask Ale Fest where I showed up to do trivia and some guy got so drunk that he stole the New Holland sign right off the wall.
Oh, dude, people
what?
Were wasted. Yeah, he just walked out with it. Was hailing outside and people were getting wrecked.
Yeah, it was the Cask Hail
the Cask Hail Fest, yes.
Gosh, the joke will never get old.
Last one on the list, fruited sours.
Oh, those can go away. Yeah, get the F out of here with sours.
So they don't want fruity IPAs, but they want fruity sours.
Yes.
Why not just drink like meads or
good question.
Because
sour
mead's
wines.
Not beer.
Because, but neither are.
I see what you did there.
That's why.
Because meads.
That's another niche market.
Aren't sours basically almost closer to gozas, which might still fall into the beer category, but almost kind of like a kombucha.
Sour's got to sit a long time to get the sour, unless you can do something. I forget what you have to
like
do.
Like Goza, the Gozarian.
I don't give a shit.
I see what you did there.
Sours are usually in barrels,
the second,
too.
Second 80s movie quote I pulled out this, this show.
Oh, my gosh.
Another thing, you guys had mentioned Rare early in the first segment.
I'm ready to attack.
Man, this was a good one. There was an article that came out from a reporter in Chicago Tribune who was kind of taking note of something interesting that happened this past Tuesday where a new batch, well, not really a new batch, but there was a release of Goose Island's 2015 Bourbon County Rare, which went out to basically a Jewel Osco, the grocery store chain out there.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, shit.
Obviously, for those who don't know, for Rare, there is the thing that happens at Goose Island called Rare Day, where basically you go out there, you spend $40 just to get into this place.
For the privilege.
For the privilege to purchase up to 3 bottles of Rare, which runs about $60.
Each?
A piece.
So you're going to spend $220?
Essentially, you're going to spend potentially $220 for 3 bottles to walk in and buy 3 bottles of beer. Now,
what a racket that
most
is.
Most people, obviously, if you're busting your ass to get out there to get this, you're driving, especially a lot of people who are driving from here, you're driving that long way, you're standing in line for 5, 6, 7 hours, who knows, just to even get a hold of these beers, and then, you know, I guess chill out, stay for a day, and then drive back. So they're thinking, you know, this is the only time you can get this beer. Well, obviously not with them just releasing all of this 2015 Rare, which basically it was reported that the supermarket chain basically got 2 to 5 cases of Rare for each of their 37 locations.
Wow.
So we're looking at potentially somewhere between 800 and a little over 880 to just over 2,200 bottles of Rare that has now been released.
12-ounce bottles or?
16.9.
Okay.
So basically kind of the standard what you normally see for Bourbon County bottle size. still wasn't any indication as far as what the price was going to be, but it's reported that it was going to they were going to sell these for $79.99 a bottle.
Wait a minute. The retailer is
going to
sell them?
The retailer reportedly is going to sell these for $79.99.
Wow.
Please, if you buy this, I want to meet you.
I have a bridge to sell you in New York.
I really want to
now
meet
here's,
these people.
Here's what's kind of interesting. Cause
I will pay you $74.99 back if I can kick you in the crotch.
Now, here's what I want to look for.
80 if all five of us can do it.
Well, not only that, but here's a quote that came from the owner, Chris Quinn, the owner of the Beer Temple Beer Store, which his store didn't get any of this.
Of course it didn't.
Of course not. So basically, this is the quote that he said. I'm curious what your opinion is on this. He said,
does it start with an F?
No. Okay. Should have. It looks to me like they're trying to define rarity, and I don't mean this specific beer by how you release the beer, not by how much you make of the beer. They're letting it out at certain places and in very controlled ways. It's a very effective model, but I don't think it is entirely genuine with the consumer. If people knew last year when it came out that it would be coming out again, I think it would have been thought of differently, at least in the Chicago market.
So is he upset that it's not being released in actual beer stores as opposed to supermarkets?
I would say that sounds like a little bit of saltiness about that. Yeah.
I think it's a little bit of saltiness, okay. But I mean, and I didn't put it in here, but there was a consumer was interviewed and he called the 800 number and basically said, you know, how rare is this? Why sell it at
the
place?
We just got our hands on it.
I had to trade like six Dark Lords to get this.
I can't believe you released this.
If the fact that that these consumers are upset that they're not going to the local beer store to get it as opposed to the
grocery store,
the regional market
where you have to go anyway,
the regional supermarket chain. I personally, regardless of the price, if you just exclude that. I don't have a problem with that.
Well, I think the beer store's mad that that it's not going to the beer store. I think
not only that he's mad that he's not getting the price. But I think maybe he's trying to look at it from a consumer point of view as well and saying, hey, I just spent $40 to walk in this place thinking I'm getting something that no one else is going to get because I'm getting it at this event, and then all of a sudden here it is a year later, and you guys just released almost 2,000 bottles of this stuff in a grocery store.
You know what the moral of the story is? Don't spend $40 to walk into a place to buy a bottle of beer.
I think Dan hit...
Let's think about that for a second.
Is that financial Darwinism?
No, that's just...
money from the stupid people.
Let's think... Yeah,
I think Dan hit the points that, you know... If
Do you have to
if
pay $10 to walk into a Julasco now?
Go ahead, Nick.
Return $10 in bottles.
You can't do that there.
Not in Illinois.
Oh, yeah, you can. There is no bottle
just
return.
Just smash them in the road.
Yeah, No, I think Dan.
No, Dan speaks from experience.
That's how they pave the highways.
Why am I not surprised? I think Dan hit the point that, you know, if you sell it, you're going to be worried about markup if you go into a place like.
Yeah,
you know,
oh, yeah, because the beer store do something stupid. Yeah. All of a sudden it's $99.99 a bottle.
It was here, it'd probably be that.
Oh, yeah.
We see, you know, some of the beers that came out over the last, you know, 4 or 6 weeks here in, you know, Michigan. You know, they're selling them at different prices at all the different stores. You know, I'll be honest, I saw Hipster Brunch sold at different couple places for different prices. But, you know, I was going to get a couple bottles. No big deal to me if I pay a dollar or two extra. Actually, but, you know, we're talking about a...
And 80. I can walk in and get it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's actually easier to get it this year than it was last year.
Yeah, you know what? That is kind of interesting that it is the case.
You know, I think there's two things here. Number one, distributors, they don't want to have to play this game with their party stores because then they're said, oh, then the ones who don't get it say you favor these stores versus these ones.
Right.
So if they can just dump it off onto a chain like a Kroger or a Meijer here or a Holiday or a Hollywood, it would be easier. That way they can say, hey, you know, it didn't go to any party stores, so it saves that end. But also Miller Coors last year in the Deep South, like Florida and so on and so forth, they pushed out Summer Shandy in beginning of February. But what they did was they put it in the grocery store aisle. They wrapped it so it was unbuyable, and it said available on this date.
They did that with Oberon
yep. This year here in Michigan.
So it's the same thing in Julasco. It sounds like they probably didn't say, you know, the day they were available, boom. But they probably had on an end cap right away. And Jalasco is probably going to be like Hollywood Market. Hollywood. Where they want to know, you know, want to be like a craft beer store or like Westbourne or any of these small-time grocery stores that now want to double as a craft beer place. And they sell it, you know, a dollar or two less than your regular party store because, you know, they're going to make their money on produce.
They're making their money on toothbrushes, yeah.
Or
they're
drugs.
They are. That's actually one of the biggest markup things out there, things like
My
that.
My thing is, if there is no limit on these, how much is somebody really going to spend?
You're
going to
drop $80 a bottle
As opposed to like a Black Friday type thing, like, oh, I'm going to go and buy the store out of all their Xbox Ones and stuff like
right.
that.
I mean.
Just remember, you're going to spend $80 on it and you're pissing it out 2 hours later after you drink it. You're literally doing that.
Are you saying that beer is a worse and that more worse of an investment than a car?
It's a commodity. let's think about that.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, cars are a pretty shitty investment.
Oh, I agree. But
when you think about it,
you're at least going to drive a car for a few years. You're going to buy this $80 bottle of beer.
And then you're going to pee it out.
You'll probably have car payments that are $80 a month. I mean, if you get a good deal.
Oh boy!
Wrong. It's true. It is true.
I mean, well, no. When you drill down to it and start thinking about these things, like normal human beings,
this is grain, beer. Water, and yeast. You want to talk about this for a second? What you're spending money on?
Just,
you really want to get down to brass tacks? That's
it's what just
brass tacks.
Oh, it's grain, water, and yeast shit because that's what you're drinking. You're drinking the shit that yeast produce.
That's definitely a way to put it.
I think, I think this is the longest that the show's ever taken to get off the rails. I mean, we're going to hour five into it before it got off the rails.
We still got the White Elephant beer game.
I'm loving this. I'm loving laughing at people.
That is awesome.
Drink elephant.
I guess you get to laugh at you probably get to laugh at a couple more here.
Let's do it. Come on. Let's keep going.
A East Coast chain of beer stores kind of in a little bit of trouble this week. After internal memo got out. Basically, it leaked, basically saying where the founders.
Whistleblower alert.
It was the founders of this beer store chain out there based in Massachusetts called Craft Beer Cellar. And they sent out a list of brands required to go on their shelves at all of their stores, along with a list of breweries whose offerings are, quote, not fit for consumption.
Is it like anything over 10% ABV? Is that not fit for consumption?
I don't know. It's basically this list is generated by a 15-person product evaluation team that basically gets together monthly
too many people.
And determines
which
they basically
a bunch of taste testing.
Yeah, they determine which beers get to stay. You know, it's like Survivor. It's like which beers get to stay on the island.
What beers did they say are not consumable?
There were a couple breweries that were out there in the area, in the Massachusetts area, that they were that. Basically, we're saying we're not fit for consumption, and they're pretty pissed about it to the point where they're actually looking.
Well, just imagine
how they treat their stuff. Basically,
the whole Kroger thing—they stopped their entire contract with their grape producer because of the Black Widows in Michigan.
Yeah. Oh my God. Libel or whatever it's called.
Lawsuit. No, there was lawsuits when you saw when you had brown recluses coming out of your.
Oh no, that's scary.
That was banana
shit.
Box. Yeah. Those were banana boxes from Venezuela.
No, they're grapes from Kroger. They're a great product from Kroger too.
I thought those are the Black Widows, not the brown recluses.
I thought one of the two.
I'd rather have a black widow than a brown recluse.
Yeah, I thought the grapes were Black Widow.
I'll take that any day. But if you're that hung up on 28 stores selling your beer, you're a bad businessman. How many other people do you have to sell to? Holy crap. Matt, you sold for a long time. You getting hung up on one guy?
How many beer stores are in the city of Royal Oak?
A lot.
Yeah,
you can't throw a dead cat without hitting one.
You worried about one guy?
But you got to think at the same rate, if it's like the 28 most popular beer stores, you got to think. I mean, it makes sense, but at the same rate, if I were this guy and I was considered unconsumable or not fit for consumption, I'd say, okay, I would first thing be like, I would make a meeting with these people, be like, why do you think our beer is not fit for consumption? And if it's something like asinine, I get it. Maybe those beers that are fit for consumption are like your Boston Beer, Anheuser-Busch's that are paying for shelf space. And if it's really that bad, then I'll do like the guy from Saw and just pour like an endless keg in your body until you...
The way I look at it, within one block, I've got five places I can buy craft beer. within one block.
I know, but what's Boston?
They're all different.
I've never been to Massachusetts. I've only been to Maryland.
It's bigger than Detroit. There's
but I guess
be
my
more
thought
places.
Is, I've been like, there's some places where you just can't just go to the corner store and buy beer. Is it like that
it's
in Boston, where you can just you can't just go to any corner store and buy
there's
beer?
There's beer places everywhere.
Yeah, when I went, especially down by Fenway, you can get craft beer at so many different places. Between bars as well as beer stores.
But like, I
and
guess,
that's just the Fenway area, not including
way.
The MIT area, the Harvard area.
Let's put it this way. If Holiday Market in Royal Oak, Michigan said these beers, or even 8 Degrees Plato, these beers are not fit for consumption, and you were a craft beer and you were trying to get into the Detroit market, but you were on this not fit for consumption list, you'd be kind of pissed because these are places where the high-end craft beer drinker's going, and you know that he's shopping with his eyes, and he's not always buying the same thing over and over again. So it's like, well, how do I get back in there? I think they're going the wrong way by suing him. But I,
well, they're not suing yet, but they're just looking at litigation to see
you
if can't
they can. Get into 8 Degrees, but that means you can get into Hollywood. You can get into Zatuna Liquor over in Rochester Hills.
There it is.
M59 south of Rochester. Rochester Road south of M59.
Wait, how much did you spend there?
Like $140.
Well, you did buy some of my beer, too, that you didn't bring. Thanks.
Yeah. I bought like two beer cases. I got a Red Agnes that was still there.
Oh, wow.
There's a 120 that he didn't give me that was still there. A Nine Ladies.
Wait,
that he didn't give you?
Yeah,
he said it was for somebody who had already bought it.
Oh, I'm going to go kick his ass.
Did you want some?
Why are you worried about a IPA?
God. I love 120. I actually,
IPA guy over here now. Hold on.
I actually like 120.
Because it's mellowed. It's been like 12 weeks, so it's mellowed now, so he can drink it.
It's been like 12 weeks, no. No, the Dogfish Head's 120 isn't bitter at all.
Don't
it's very, very
90,
smooth.
You'll be fine. Stop chasing fucking shit.
I don't chase it. I just ask someone to hold it for me.
I say, if you want it, I know a place that actually has. Last time I saw, they had four bottles, and I was in here the other day.
Am I going to be bent over?
Probably.
Probably. A little
probably.
Bit.
Okay, yeah, like that's quite like all right.
But you know what? He'll use a condom. He'll use
a
condom.
90.
It'll be
drink
a sandpaper condom, but he'll still use it.
It'll be a reused one.
So back to it as we kind of close up on the whole thing. You know, the 8 Degrees doesn't sell anything by or any major macro beer.
Correct? They used to.
They used to sell Blatz, didn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Schlitz.
Blatz.
High Life.
But
on
that's
purpose.
A
Foster's.
On purpose. Yeah, they used to sell the big like the hipster beers. I guess I should. Yeah. That'd be a good word for it. But nonetheless, when you're purchasing these beers, there's so many places that you can go, and especially in a community that embraces the craft beer, like we have in Michigan, like there is in Massachusetts. If you can't get it at 8 Degrees, but you can get it at Hollywood, if your beer is good enough, somebody's going to go get it.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
But maybe this is like a way for the brewers to get some feedback from the community. Maybe the reason why it's not fit for consumption is because when they do buy it from the distributor, it sits and goes out of date. And nobody ever eventually buys it. So they don't want to buy something that they're going to have to not be able to turn around and sell either.
But that's the thing, though, is how do they know? Like, it took them this internal memo to come out as opposed to their sales and distribution not getting into these 28 craft beer stores. If I'm working in distribution and I'm working in sales and I'm like, how the hell are we not in this major brand store, assuming it's a major brand over there? Why aren't we in there? And at that point, then I'd start talking to the people.
Right.
You know, you're giving me the Floyd Money Mayweather.
The Johnny Manziel, man.
Right. The memo was definitely bad enough that they changed it, and now it says that it's looking at the
rate
beers and not the brewers as far as what the approved list is. So I do kind of wonder what exactly did they mean by, you know, not fit for consumption. It's
if you're that
muddy.
Butthurt, reevaluate what you're doing, or sell to someone else.
I'm sure
exactly that's the thing. There's too many places to buy.
Sell to someone else. People will buy it. You're worried because one store said that. Go fuck. Come on.
I mean,
come on.
Because I didn't want to finish that.
You didn't want to finish the GFY.
No, I didn't want to finish the F-bomb there. So seriously, you're a bad businessman if you're that hung up on one account. Come on. Go get it. Go get
something.
Well,
I mean,
else.
So
hire a
you're,
sales guy
you're
that'll
in,
get you everywhere
you're
else.
In distribution. Yeah. If you couldn't get into one account, we'll say probably the closest thing is Hollywood. That's probably another a decent amount of stores around here.
Yeah, but for something like Hollywood, you've got a chain guy that is responsible for managing a chain. I mean, so what these people also want to do is say, distributors, why are you dropping the ball and not having us in these 28 stores? Like, A, if your liquid's not good, it's going to suck. But B, if you got a bad sales force or the people down the line of sales are just not good, whether it's the guy that's calling on all of these sellers, beer sellers or whatever, it could be a whole host of things. I mean, we should maybe find out what the beers are and maybe try to get a care package of those beers and decide for ourselves if
it's not a bad idea. Should we reach out to these guys and see if they'll
let's all throw in $5 and reach out to let's do a form email, find if these people will send us beer and we'll do it on the show and we'll see if it's fit for consumption.
That's
a good idea. We can do that off air. And then I'm down for that.
And we'll do it on air.
No, I'm talking about put it together off the air.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I mean.
We can decide whether it's the people up the chain who make the beer that are the assholes, the people who are selling the beer are the assholes, or the people who are selling the beer to the retail or the consumer that are the assholes. Mm-hmm. And then you know what we'll do? If the beer's good, we'll call the store, beer sellers, you said? And ask
craft,
if we
craft beer seller.
So we'll call craft beer seller if we think the beer's good and ask if we can buy some from them. And if they say, we don't carry it.
That's an on-air segment. I'm down to talk to the 15-person panel.
And we're going to take a quick break. We will have Drink Elephant when we come back with the Better on Draft podcast. And we are back, episode 64 with the Better on Draft podcast. We are also Facebook Live-ing right now. As we are about to play Drink Elephant.
Matt fail on his little yodeler dude here.
His little tape.
What are you guys doing?
He's got to move back and forth. So
Matt, what's going on?
We're
going to
play Drink Elephant.
It's the new version of the
party goer's brulette, if you will. So what's going to happen is we have already done an off-air version of who's going to go first. What will happen is the person will take their beer, they will crack their beer, they will sip their beer. They can either guess, and if they are right, they stand pat. If they are wrong, they are out. Or they can trade that beer for somebody else's beer that's in front of them and force that person to guess. They will sip. They can ask one question. You can only ask a question if the beer is passed to you.
So this is kind of like a double dare type.
Kind of like a spelling bee, basically.
Wait, there's no physical challenge?
No physical
challenge. Well, it might be your stomach's physical challenge. So basically, if you guess it wrong, you are out. If you guess it right, you remain. However, if the beer is passed you and you get it right, the person who passed it to you is out. Do we have any questions?
I want to suck at this.
Who's on first?
Ken, you may choose which one of these eight cans you would like. So tell Jakob the Yodeler where he wants to go.
Stop.
This one?
Yes.
All right.
I was playing Press Your Luck there.
No whammies.
All right. So pass to me. Number two.
Number two is on the can.
Ken, do not crack it yet.
Wait, so everybody has a can. So if you, you want to pass it, you can.
I think the next one is Rob.
Rob. Which can do you want?
By the way, I am second by virtue of
ask
tie.
For a cold can.
Both
Jesus.
Dan and I picking
tiebreaker. Yeah,
tiebreaker.
Great number.
Because we both went with the number of the beast. I'm going to go with that second blue can right
this
there.
One?
No.
Second
this,
blue this can. One.
Enjoy.
He's hand picking. All right. And now Dan's next.
Give me number eight.
Number six.
Number eight.
I think you'll be surprised as to what it is, actually. All right, Nick, you can
pick. We'll see.
Let's take one of those green. Let's take the middle green one.
Number three?
Is it number three?
There you go.
Number three. Okay.
And then, Adam, we've actually had a guest this entire time listening to us.
He's been a silent observer.
I don't know if he drinks in letters, because as a fraternity man, I didn't drink in letters, but we'll find out. Is he drinking letters?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you have four cans left to choose. It is your... You can pick.
Yeah, give me the green one. Wait,
he's going with the
green one?
All the green.
Going with the green one.
So Rob's the only one
that has a different color can.
This is the color of my house. My fraternity is this color green.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's great.
Do they use indoor latex paint?
I don't know.
I hope not.
So they said go get green, and whoever went got the most obnoxious green you can get.
Really quickly before Matt continues, my fraternity house got painted recently, used indoor latex paint from the outside. So let that be a lesson.
Ken, what number do you have?
Two. Paint.
You have two. All right, go ahead. Crack your can, sip it, and then decide whether you want to guess.
Pop that can.
Or if you want to trade it to somebody else.
All right. This is going to be...
Pop that tall boy. you should probably...
No, I'm just going to drink it myself and keep it... Oh.
All right, you got to guess it. You can pass it or you can guess it.
I'm going to... Can I choose who I pass it to?
Yes. You get to trade one here to somebody else.
I know where this is gonna go,
man. What's going
on?
Poor
Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Rob, go ahead and pass up.
Give me your beer.
Over to.
Give me your beer.
So Rob's either gonna get it really drunk or he's just gonna go out on accident.
Oh.
Wow.
Hey, Rob. What do you? He gets a question too, or do I
offer some tasting notes and then you? Like I said, you have a question.
Right. Whoa. Yeah. So you know, I guess you know. Hopefully, I make it to actually Christmas Day.
It's not Four Loko.
No, it's not.
Is it better or worse than Four Loko?
Yet.
I'm still here, so it's definitely better. Wow.
Stumped?
I know the answer. I just wanted to play it on.
You're a jerk.
Rob, I wanted like the double dare physical challenge.
Yeah, I know.
So you get to ask a question, and then you can either pass it.
No,
or...
he can't pass. He has to get it.
Yeah, no, I have to. I have
oh,
to
damn,
have the
man.
Question.
I'm a dick.
You're an asshole.
All right. I guess I'll just try and keep it simple.
What's your guess? Or what's your question?
My only question is this brewed in the United States?
No, but it is brewed in North America. I'll give you a Christmas miracle gift.
So it's
either brewed in Canada or Mexico. Then.
Does it have five letters? Make sure Corona Extra.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
There you go, Rob.
Oh, good Lord.
Brewed in North America, not America.
Not America.
America.
Fuck yeah.
Coming again.
Coming through to say the motherfucking thing. Yeah.
As Rob stalls trying to guess the beer.
I know. I'm trying.
McDonald's. You should get a shot clock going.
Shit.
Come on, Rob.
Yeah, I'm just going to... What the... Wow.
What the hell?
That's amber is all hell up in that can.
Do you want to pour it into a cup? Will that help you out a little bit?
I don't think it will.
I certainly don't think it will. But, I'm just going to do it anyway. All right.
It's yellow.
It's yellow.
Figure. Like everything else we've ever drank on this
light
show.
Light is all hell. I am just simply just going to go what the hell out of the box and just say, fucking Molson Light.
Molson Light.
The answer is Molson Ice.
Oh!
Rob has been eliminated. So wow. We jumped to Dan. We didn't even need the Mark of the Beast on this one.
Is it to me?
Yeah, so go ahead and crack your beer and tell us if you like it or if you want to pass it.
You did survive the Four Loko, though.
Yes.
You're out. So.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Got you out of the game early. That. Dan takes a sip.
Two sips.
Milwaukee's best.
Is that your guess? What number is that?
Wow.
Number eight
is... Why don't you go ahead and unwrap the tape and tell us what it is?
Oh, my gosh.
No, you want to start at the bottom, probably, because I think it's right.
Just don't spill the beer.
I want to make an observation here that Dan's can is the only one that has a gold top.
It does. That is correct.
I don't know where to fucking start to open it.
I was going to say, I don't have my knife on me.
I don't have mine either.
Will keys work?
We're trying to figure this out.
All right, Dan's going to figure out how to...
Oh, there we go. Oh, we started it. Here we go. And
this is a great radio right here.
All right. So
just
we're going to go.
What it is.
Dan, you have been eliminated.
What is it?
You are drinking Miller Genuine Draft.
MGD.
Really?
As he drinks more.
Wow. I never would have thought that. Nice.
All right. So the next one on the board is Nick.
Oh, shit.
Sip, sip, pass, my friend.
Crap. I've been drinking hipster brunch this entire time.
What number do you have?
This is number three.
I should have known this was Molson Ice. I don't know why.
This actually isn't bad. I can't remember the last time I drank an MGD. I never would have guessed that.
You were so confident to say Milwaukee's
best. It tasted like Milwaukee's. Well, same. Isn't it the same company?
Yeah.
Yeah, it tastes.
It's the first runoff. It's Miller Best Red. Are you? Nick fingers the can. He puts it in his mouth.
It smells like.
So you still have the option to pass. You can pass it to Ken. You can pass it to Adam. If you don't feel comfortable in your guess.
Wow. Yeah, I'm glad it's not Four Loko.
If you get malt liquor, pass it over if you don't like it.
Oof. What are you thinking, Nick?
She keeps drinking.
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible. It's not terrible.
So what were the ones that were already that you had? We had the MGD,
Molson Ice,
and MGD.
Y'all are so paranoid. And none of them are Budweiser.
Because I'm sure there's one in there.
There might be.
What do you think, Nick?
If you drink the entire beer, then you can't pass it, Nick, because
it's all gone.
You just keep drinking it.
Is Molson like triple Molson Triple X? Is that one?
That is one. I don't know if it's.
Do they make it in Tall Boy?
I don't know.
You know what? Fuck it. Let's try that. Molson Triple X.
Go ahead and unwrap that.
Only person that lives in the singles aisle more than any of us is Matt Bush.
Only on Fridays, though.
I was gonna say 5 p.m. Fridays. Matt Bush.
It is. Out. Looks like a blue.
It's a blue can. So we're on the right path.
Wait, Molson Triple X isn't blue.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're wrong, then.
Black, yeah.
Nick, you are drinking Milwaukee's Best Ice.
Oh! Pass it over. I want that beer.
Is a repeat. We had that only a few weeks
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, you're right.
So.
We had that. Yeah, not that
I'm not
going to
remember that.
All right, Adam. You could be the...
Damn it. Here, pass that over. You want to trade?
Actually, I'll stick with it.
You want the Beast?
I'll stick with the Beast.
I'll stick with the MGD.
Oh, I don't even have to. I don't even have to take a sip. What color is this?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Well, it's definitely Four Loco.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Rob, you're this close.
Pass it to Ken.
I'm 18 again.
Well, no, because he can guess it and get it right, because if I get it right,
I know,
it eliminates
that.
Him.
It's definitely Four Loco.
Oh, man.
It's Marty. It's green apple.
It is green apple. He's correct.
Yeah, already. Right.
The watermelon was better. But.
All right, so you get to pick another can. 7, 4, or 1. Cool. Unless you want to keep.
Is this how this works? You have to pick another can.
Well, I mean, there's still it's still elimination.
I'm still part of the game.
God,
it's a heads up.
It's
just, we got a heads up match.
Damn.
We got a heads up.
Do you want any?
You can
hell to the no.
Oh, come on, Rob. For old time's sake.
The middle.
Rob, I think you should probably leave the studio.
Is that a Red Dog Ice? Is that a Red Dog ice right. Rob's guy?
So, Ken, back to you.
Back to me.
Oh. All right.
You can't, what number do you have again?
Red Dog
number 6.
Ice. What is
Dan.
I'm getting
a headache from smelling that.
Oh, my God. Now I can smell. He's drinking it as if it's no big deal.
I recently graduated from college. This is not something that's that far off.
You have number 6, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you get your degree in?
Theater and entertainment technology.
On purpose?
Good job. I went to a technological school for it.
Oh, yeah. You went to Michigan Tech, you said.
Paid way too much.
Yeah,
we all do.
I got a theater degree on purpose.
No matter what, we all pay too much.
All right, Ken, what do you have in your mouth?
Soap.
Is that a natty? No, it's not. It's not a natty daddy. I'll tell you that.
Not
is
natty
it Paper
daddy.
Street Soap Company?
Listen. I'm here.
All right, Tyler.
How much borax?
It's a play of the game.
Okay.
How much borax is in that?
So you'd rather? Okay.
Oh, it's a pass.
Did you say borax?
There you go.
So now you have number 6, and Ken has number 4.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, this will be fun.
You get to sip it, and you get to ask a question. It has to be a yes or no question.
Actually, if you just got out of college, this might be right up your alley again. Oh, I mean, they all are.
Oh boy.
It's so
not
you can
good.
You can ask.
I'll tell you that it's not good.
Pour me a little. I'm gonna try this.
You want a little?
I'm not getting.
No, he wants some Four Loko.
He wants some Four Loko.
I mean, it's there. I might still drink it. We don't know.
You're gonna know exactly. You're gonna know exactly what it is.
I'm not answering. No,
I know, but it.
Oh, I know what it is. I'm here to play the game, though.
Like, ask a question. You're going to win by default? Is that what you're going to do?
That's the plan.
I'm going to make you guess at least one of them.
Outwit, outlast.
This is not.
No, it does. It tastes like college. It's a PBR.
Yep.
And Ken loses.
That's why
Damn
I smiled as soon as I tasted it. I was like, yep.
Yeah, I smelled it.
Like,
I was
what
like,
do I got in front of me?
This is like the third keg. Because the first two are good, and then the third one's like everything.
What number do you have?
7 or 4. I got 4 in front of me.
What do we
do?
Do
me a favor and take a big chunk. Take a big chunk at number 4.
I just looked at what it was.
Bonus round.
You know what it is?
I can smell it.
Oh,
bonus round.
Give this to Dan. Give this one to Dan.
All right, hold on. So
I'll move this away.
Let's taste it.
Yeah, that smells like, you know, a watermelon Jolly Rancher that got under an elephant's armpit.
Why is this beer red?
Wait, do you have the same one that I
no,
do?
We
I just got I gave... a red beer. Red.
What?
Yep, that was the one I was most excited about following the Red Bull logo.
This I think this
that is not Steel Reserve.
But I don't even want to drink.
Yeah, you do.
Something that you don't want to drink.
It's
I'm shocked.
Dude, I'm looking at the can and I have no idea what it is, and I just see the top.
Ken, what does it taste like?
It tastes like cherry or strawberry.
It's a very pink can.
It's another Four Loko.
No.
I have no idea.
It says contains alcohol.
Have Nick taste it. He might know what it is.
No way.
It says Seagram's.
Is it a Tallboy Seagram?
I am not drinking that.
Seagram's Escapes.
What?
What is that?
Wait a minute. Seagram's.
What is this?
Dude, how is anybody supposed to get
Adam,
that?
Adam, smell it.
Wait, what does he have then?
Someone's going to drink it.
That can. I ain't drinking that. Oh my God.
No, that's watermelon, strawberry.
What is that? That's terrible. I have no idea.
No. Everyone do a sip of that. Rob.
Oh, what do we got left? What's the mystery?
Give me a
No, this is Coors Light. This is too easy.
Oh my God. The name of this drink is called Jamaican Me Happy.
Jamaican Me Crazy.
Right here. Give me the
No,
can.
It says Jamaican Me Happy.
I'm not drinking this from the can. Fuck that.
Would you rather drink out of the Four Loko?
Not bad. Oh my gosh. What the hell is this?
I can't even tell what flavor that is.
Oh God.
It's like you're drinking Febreze.
It's not bad. No, it's not bad. Stop overreacting. It's not bad.
Oh, it's terrible.
You guys need to man up a little bit.
Shut the fuck up.
Don't give a crap.
I haven't Hold on. I have not even drank this thing yet. Hold on. Give me a second.
It's not that bad. Ken, did you try this?
What it's is, like stuck in my nose.
Hold on.
Not bad.
All right.
Matt, bring everyone one of these for New Year's.
Here you go, Dan. Here, you can try the Seagram.
Fuck you. You are not bringing that out of the show again.
The next drink elephant will be, all be that. All eight cans of just that.
Piss off, man.
Yeah, we're not studying up on that shit. You kidding me?
That's better.
I keep drinking the Four Loko thinking it'll be better. It's not.
Here, I'll take the phone back.
There is nothing but diminishing marginal return on that. Are you kidding?
What the fuck is going on?
Rob, would you rather drink that red beverage or the Four Loko?
I think I could actually survive the red beverage.
Give me that.
Whatever that is. Pass us that red drink.
Rob needs to try that one, too.
Sugar water red.
Rob, pass that over when you're done.
Madam will be
Whoever's going to be on our untapped today will try to be like really confused as to what the hell we've been drinking.
I'm
like,
really excited
it's,
about
it's,
what
it's
this
a,
is.
It's a black 8%. Can.
No.
Oh, wow.
No, this does not taste like 8%.
No, is that a mixtail?
No, I told you there's no mixtails.
Labatt Max?
Labatt, oh.
Nick, that's right up your alley.
Like Pepsi that's exactly Max,
is that like Ice House?
No, Nick, that's what you brought about a month ago.
You brought
the cherry flavor instead of the fruit punch.
Is this fruit punch Labatt Max fruit punch?
Oh my God.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you brought that.
I didn't bring that.
You brought this the cherry. Remember the week we asked you, are you having a bad week?
Yeah. That was Ice House.
No, you brought Labatt.
That was Ice House.
You brought Labatt.
I can't believe
I would never bring something like that.
Labatt.
I love how you make it sound like you're so over it. Like, I would never do that.
I wouldn't.
Labatt Max has a new customer.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that you're not going to go to King Cobra now?
I still. No.
No, that's. Yeah, that's.
Look at the fucking 40s almost.
That's making me happy. That shit's good, though.
I mean,
I'd rather drink the
tastes like a Jolly Rancher.
There's no way I would have ever guessed that. That was a little
Jamaican
too obscure.
Crazy.
I would drink. Yeah,
that's part of the game.
Jamaican.
That's
happy.
The one you. That's the one oh. you. You pass.
You might as well just brought the hard seltzer. What the hell is
the hard seltzer?
Why don't you put a Four Loko in your mouth, Rob?
Absolutely not.
Ken, your question for that should have been, is it beer?
Is it beer?
The correct answer. Can we take a picture of this and put on DACB and ask, is this beer?
Is that beer?
And this one.
This is not beer.
To be all fair, according to Untappd, yes, it is.
They're probably FMBs.
Malt beer. That's what their style. They call it
flavored malt beverages.
3.2%.
Really? I would expect to be a lot more for
This is eight.
Dan's excited. I've never seen someone so excited.
And they almost have a 3.0 rating on Untappd, too.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. All right, so
that's
Adam,
better than what I gave to
congrats to the first annual Drink Elephant winner, Adam.
Adam.
I'm going to celebrate with the Four Loko.
Now, Dan, you were confident in the can you were going to pick. Strategy-wise, did you know that? Was it the gold top that made you think that was red? Best red, because you had said previously, I know what one of those is.
I narrowed it down. I thought High Life, not MGD.
Oh.
But when I tasted it, I thought Milwaukee's Best is where it went. And it tasted like, it still tastes like. Nick, give me your can. Oh, that's ice, but pass me your can real quick.
Wait, you want some ice?
Well, you got Molson Ice, Milwaukee's Best Ice.
Four Loko.
I want to give this Labatt Max punch a zero, but I can't.
What's 14%?
Yeah,
Four Loko.
That's real talk.
Oh, yeah.
Rob, do you want to taste that regret?
No.
I'll give you $10 now to drink a full cup of that.
What?
$20.
A full cup?
Holy shit.
Yes.
You would not pay me $20 to drink a full cup of that.
Here we go. Merry Christmas.
I mean, it'd be Merry Christmas like a motherfucker up in here, and I would do it.
I think you just
He's
lost your
fine $20.
You have
$8.
Keep checking. Search again.
Don't worry. You're on video looking.
The rest
through.
Is a chronic.
I mean, not the cash. Yeah, not to paraphrase you, but don't threaten me with a bad time.
I'm all about the good time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
$20, you know.
We can pull
$20.
Don't look at me. You're the one that wants to do it.
Right, full cup of Four Loko Green Apple, $20 next Friday. Or in two Fridays because you're not going to be here next week.
Yeah, $20.
No, then tonight. Oh, you don't have it.
He doesn't have it on him. That's the
say
$20 full can of Four Loko.
$20 is $20?
$20, four can of Four Loko.
If I had it on me, I'd cover it right now.
And you have to drink the whole cup before we go off air in 10 minutes.
Dude, we're going to have to break.
We have 10 minutes? What are we doing?
Fill it up. Deanna, he's not going to make it home. Look at the green coming
out of
the can.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing. Pour some of this in there.
That looks like Ecto Cooler.
It almost matches the tape.
That looks like the ooze from Teenage Mutant Turtles. That neon green. All right, Rob.
Because Rob's going to bleed
Rob,
everywhere.
If you don't finish in 10 minutes, you get zero.
Well, we have.
Oh, he's got 10 minutes to
show. We have 10 minutes till the show ends. So,
speaking of Four Loko, you know where you can't get Four Loko?
Where? Yeah, you can. It's
not
in the liquor.
Four Loko Brown Iron Brew House.
Because it's not better on draft. It's still better on draft.
Over in Washington Township, I believe, on Van Dyke Road.
Rob, feel the chi.
Go check them out. Plenty of their own beers as
well.
He's going. Shit.
He's chugging.
Oh, he just wants to get it over with right now.
Punishment.
Want to wash it out with some PBR?
I'll take that PBR.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Dude, this is a bad news idea. This is bad news.
Oh, my God.
There's still, no, there's a swig left.
What is this, the great outdoors? It's nothing but gristle and fat.
$20 is $20.
Pay the man.
Light 2 weeks, we discussed.
2 weeks.
Nice.
Wow.
tell us exactly what you feel.
The things
right
you'll
now.
Do for a 20.
I'll do a cup for 20.
No, I know you will.
What else will you do for a 20, Ken? I'm kind of curious now.
What would you do for
Can we just
a
take a photo
bill?
Of Rob right now? Let's Rob, tell us what's going through your mind. Tell us what you're thinking.
I'm thinking that I'm $20 richer. not that that really buys much, but it was really just for just in spite of the whole damn thing.
Could you have done it for $5?
I probably
he would have done it for $10 at least.
Yeah, you jump right from 5 to 20, or from 10 to 20.
Yeah, there was no bargaining chips there. This is a bad idea by Matt Bush.
Well, we only had 10 minutes, so I had to entice him quickly.
Yeah,
he did that in less.
I mean, not really. He did it like 30 seconds.
I was
going to
say
we have
8 minutes left.
Yeah. Well, shit.
There you go.
Well, it's a sour version.
Drink
too.
Elephant.
It's not just green apple. It's green apple sour.
It's sour apple. Yeah. So the first annual Drink Elephant has been a success, I would say.
Yeah, I had.
I want.
Fun.
I need to taste that Max Ice. Fruit
Try
punch.
It's delicious.
How do I not have a beer in front of me?
Because you're a quitter.
How do you got
here? Here, Ken, you want some Best Ice?
No, thank you.
No?
Hold on. I can just turn around and go.
Oh, wow. Oh.
No, are you kidding me? Really?
It wasn't that bad.
I
disagree.
I taste the fruit punch, but I immediately get the back end of regret.
So next week.
I taste like sour
week.
Vodka.
Next week.
Minus the vodka.
Five questions. Ooh. Is going to be reverse, and Matt Bush is going to be the one that has to
answer five questions.
Oh. Answer the five questions.
Uh-oh. Damn, I get to miss that.
You can listen to us at betterondraftlive.com.
Oh, you damn right.
That's not a website.
We don't know that. No. We should. Should we register that?
We can register.
We might need to do that.
I hope it doesn't do.
Are you guys coming up with questions and then I get to answer them?
Yes.
Are these going to be like puzzle questions? Are you going to like make me cut off my leg for a second?
No, the only
it's
thing I care
like
about
so.
Is number
be mascots?
No, the only thing that I'm going to care about is number 3.
Oh, we have a sadistic asshole amongst us. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah, his name is Matt Bush.
Yeah. No, you want a beer geography question, I can drop that
Take
easily.
A picture of the singles door that you're going to take the
No.
singles
No. You don't do that for us.
Okay.
No.
I have
no.
Okay, fine. I don't know if you're going to go to like Olar's at 8 Mile and 75 where it's just a cooler full of singles.
Doesn't matter. I'm going to go to Gratiot Market over by my place.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to collaborate on this. We're going to find
one.
We're going to find a good
It's going to be a fun way to end the year.
Oh, this is going to be. I might not be here next week.
No, you're here now. I'll be really mad if you're not here next week.
Oh, I guess karma's coming right back.
Yep.
And hey, karma, we pulled some shit out on you for someone, so you might be able to pull it out.
This is just, if we have a guest, the guest will join you.
Do we have a guest?
I don't know. I just said if we have a guest.
Since there's three of you, or usually four of you, and you get two questions amongst you, do I get like eight questions?
No.
No.
We collaborate on questions.
We'll
I'm going to need more than two questions.
We'll give him three.
Collaborate with your imaginary friends.
Give him three questions.
We'll give him three questions.
Three questions.
That's about four. Make it around three.
I say three.
Yeah, three.
I say three.
I'll participate for four questions.
Fucking A.
You ask me four questions, I give four questions.
You know what? Just to shut him up, let's give him four.
We'll give
Woo!
Him.
See, look at my negotiation skills are back.
My gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so.
Talk about the art of the steal. Nicely done.
All right, Donald.
That would be the art of the deal, not the steal.
How about Donald?
Donald.
All right, so we're really winding down and digressing here.
Yeah.
We have 5 minutes.
What do you think? Hold on. So we've got someone who's enjoying the Four Loko. What do you think of the Four Loko itself?
I feel like I'm 18 again. No. It's terrible.
It's terrible.
I think this Max Punch is the worst thing I've ever put in my
face. I'm glad it's lower so that if I finish it, I can
still believe it. Yeah, you're welcome.
It tastes like a bad red wine in the back of my throat.
Well, here, somebody give me. Oh, no, I did have the Max Punch. I tried it a little.
Oh, no, it's getting better.
It's getting better.
It betters with age.
The bottom of the can, yeah.
Oof.
Four Jeez. Fucking Loko.
It's still terrible.
That was a great game. We should try.
That was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. Definitely for sure. We can. One day we should try to get like a bunch of CBYs into the studio.
Oh, they won't stay. They won't stay.
No, they won't stay.
Game will be first segment because they'll leave when I start talking. Because
we probably talked about them in the first segment because it involves.
The worst thing we were talking about earlier.
Can we put on a Craigslist ad for CBYs just randomly?
Looking for.
You can go online, but no, you know what'll happen.
ISO CBYs?
If we ever try to open a beer store or anything like that, we're fucked. Or we have to delete the show somehow permanently.
Not at all.
All the shit
All we got to do is sell the beer as the price that somebody look at Bourbon County this year. That's why we doesn't what? Matter as
can,
long as
how
we
about
sell
this?
It.
Can we get them like get all the CBYs near, tape up a Four Loko and say this might be infected. Give
get
us
all
an idea.
Of them.
Yeah. And then have the Four Loko and then just have them watch them shit themselves.
They're going to be like, oh, that's in a tall boy. They don't. Who makes a craft beer?
It's a new brewery out of
Detroit.
Cheyenne, Wyoming.
No, just rebottle Cheyenne. It. Just put it in a brown bottle.
No, that's a good
yeah.
idea. Or just already
there
have it pre-poured.
Put it in a crowler.
No, if it's poured, it looks infected, so.
Yeah, it's green.
It's
green. Oh, because it is. No, you're right. We would have to rebottle.
We can
that's
put
a good idea.
No.
Put it in a brown?
Well,
yeah.
No, let's
fuck with
let's give
people.
Him a bunch of best ices.
That's
the same beer eight times over.
Wherever it is, wherever the, damn, no, we should do that because.
Which one?
The fruit punch.
Oh, the
we should get
Max
a
like, punch.
I
did, yeah, or the Max
you're
punch.
Me cra-
we should, no, the Max punch. The Max
you've
punch.
Seen, you remember those Prego commercials? They're like
Prego.
We're at a Kroger and we're like having people try different spaghetti sauces and which one will they appreciate?
Right.
And then you get a tall boy of like
no one wants Ragu.
Blue Moon and then
is
that, no one wants Ragu. No one eats that.
Nope.
Yeah.
Rob knows where I'm going.
Let's say this sounds like the Pepsi challenge.
Same thing, yeah.
Like
but it'll be
or
the best ice challenge.
Right.
The best ice challenge.
That's why mom got Prego.
Because dad couldn't pull out.
Mm. Oh, shit. Pass me that Max ice.
Oh,
I need that. Pass me that shit.
Right behind the laptop.
Wow.
Oh my
god.
The Max Ice, not the Milwaukee's best ice.
No, nobody
that
wants
that. Ain't terrible.
No, that Max Ice, though, tastes like a bad red wine on the back
I
of your
wonder
throat.
If that would
this
be.
It tastes like deliciousness. I don't know what is wrong with you guys and your palates.
I don't know. What
this
do you eat for dinner? Like
delicious.
And what do you pair that with? Is that what you're
about to say? You pair this with a good night of drinking.
You pair that with like
you pair this with King Cobra. You pair
it with King Cobra night. And like bad crack.
You pair it
just
with
to burn your palate all the way off.
Playing Spice Girls on the jukebox.
Oh, that's a Danny's.
That is
we
a
know
Danny's
how that
night.
Works.
Danny's in Canada?
No,
Danny's I was going to say
no. That,
not that
Danny's in Ferndale.
Yeah.
Where you bet money on how long before they cut the song off.
Yep.
Is it usually just an over-under, or do you just pick
the over-under? Yeah, we do over-under, and it's usually like 5 to 6 seconds. And usually it's the under still.
Like they run. They drop whatever they're doing. They could be mid-pour or something. They drop it and spill shit everywhere to cut that song off.
Damn. I'm yeah, not they, even they don't like it. Up. Like when they started recognizing us when we would come in.
They yelled at us about what do we play?
In a Gata DeVita?
Like if you play that again, if you play this song again,
the
we're 20 turning
minute
it off.
Jukebox
yeah,
song.
But like the live version.
Don't put it
if
in the jukebox.
If you play that song again, I'm turning it off.
What about Toto's Africa?
That's not long. That's
but that'd be funny.
Though. They wouldn't turn that off.
So that's going to do it for us here at the Better on Draft podcast, episode 64. Thank you, everyone, for joining. Congratulations, Adam, on being the first Drink Elephant winner.
Yeah, good
and
job.
And no matter what you think of your beer, we think it's Better on Draft. Have a good night.